You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the star. Happy November. And then you go, yeah, right. It's nobody's favorite month. A few songs there are, even mentioning it. There, now that we're both all depressed. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. So when I was a kid, yeah, let's hear it, Lou. What happened when you were a kid? I was always wondering how to set that clock. You know, daylight wasting time. And my clue, this was before Spring Ahead, Fall Back. Yeah, that's rather recent. I was thinking, well, let's see, it's November, so we're getting a kind of a pat on the head here. It's not so bad. Here's a gift, an extra hour. That's the way I looked at it. Nights are longer and colder. And we say goodbye to the business of summer. Oh, it's not all that bad. It makes life richer, the invisible aspects of the month. Said the veil is thin between the realms of fall and winter. How we light the candles and speak the names of those who came before us. Time to connect. Visible and the invisible. Welcome to the music of the star. It's such a month that there's only one song written about it that I can find. And it's Julie London and Pete King's orchestra.
The branches of the trees are bare. The smell of burning leaves is in the air. November twilight steals across my heart. At 5 o'clock the streets are dark. Across the empty bandstand in the park, November twilight softly falls again. That you could hear a voice if one were calling. So quiet that you could hear a tear if one were falling. And April's laughter steals once more across the dark. dark pavilion of my heart. And then I miss you most. Miss you with the ache of long lost things, of sunburned arms and garden swings, when life was beautiful and love was young and gay. November twilight must you stay.
Paul Francis Webster wrote that, and Pete King composed the music.
Yesterday I heard the rain whispering your name, asking where you'd go. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I walked.
Living Voices with Bob Armstrong's conducting.
The music of the stars for November.
¶¶
Yesterday I heard the rain whispering your name, asking where you'd gone. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I wandered on. Out of doorways, black umbrellas came to pursue me. Faceless people as they passed were looking through me. No one knew me. Yesterday I shut my eyes, face up to the skies, drinking in the rain. But your image still was there, floating in the air, brighter than a flame. Yesterday I saw a city full of shadows without pity, and I heard the steady rain whispering your name, whispering your name. Yesterday I saw a city full of shadows without pity, and I heard the steady rain whispering your name, whispering.
I saw the spark of danger in her eyes. Well, how would it have hurt me if I'd turned back and held her? A moment passes, something lovely dies, but it's so easy. Looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you'd play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game.
Oh, I wanted to interject. On occasion, sports games, they preempt the music of the stars. If that happens, you want to keep listening, to the music of the stars. Ron, civicmedia.us.
Yes, it's easier to win it when you know you never play it quite the But then this Monday morning quarterback never lost a game. Jenkins,
nobody better.
My eyes are dry, my love. Since you've been gone, I haven't shed a tear. I'll never cry, my love, though every day seems like 100 years. For I'm just a fool who clings to his pride. But when I'm alone, I can hear the sound of rain in my heart, of the tears that I hide, and it tears me apart, 'cause I keep inside. I can't get away from the sound of the rain in my heart. How could I know, my love? I was a toy, only a game to you. How could you go, my love, without a thought of what I'm going through? How can I forget I still love you so? It echoes each time that I hear the
Don Costa and the orchestra. Teddy Randazzo co-wrote that along with Virginia Pike. Let me tell you that Teddy Randazzo did a lot of stuff. He was with a teen doo-wop group called The Bowties. And here they are.
When the kids were playing cops and robbers, I was buying lollipops for two. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. When the guys were choosing sides for
for baseball. I was dreaming of two eyes of blue. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior danced. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, somehow I always knew I'd never
in the orchestra with the bow ties, the music of the stars, Steve Lawrence. It's almost 7:30 Central. The music of the stars.
Two little time we have to live. The moments fly when I'm with you. Now time for us to love and laugh enough. Winter, summer, fall, and spring are at heaven now. The days go past, and oh, they go so fast. Why can't they last eternally?
heard that theme somewhere. Then I realized that's the theme from 1954's Glenn Miller story, written by Henry Mancini. Didn't know there was a theme. So busy wrapped up in the plot, the music of the stars. Songs about time. The Glenn Miller story. Too little time.
The truest and warmest love story that ever happened. There were the tough years and the good years, but out of their love came music such as the world had never heard before, and that millions of Americans still love. And as guest stars, these musical greats, Francis Langford and the Modern Airs.
Pardon me, boy, is this the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes.
And Gene Krupa and Louis Armstrong.
Now, Times I dream of somebody just like you. So many times I wish that one little dream came true. For though I'm asleep or awake, I see your face. Why does the dawn have to break our sweet embrace? So many times I breathe your name and sweet music start. I only hope that same old song is in both our hearts. Confess that you care has been my prayer. So many times, my darling, so many times.
Really is Glenn. September 1939. There is one song about November, not a song really. It's a tone poem. It's Clark Terry on flugelhorn. It's called November Song. And I think he says it all without words.
Thank you.
November's song. That's Clark Terry on Flugel from Germany. Peter Hobelsheimer wrote that with his orchestra, Music of the Stars.
How sublime it was to I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
There's Julie.
You're a guy who lived a regular life, got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night, something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night, 2 o'clock in the morning. And he did this for 2 weeks. The friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" And look at his watch and say, 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York? Or in Hollywood? Or in London, or in Hong Kong, in Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over, and he put them all over the walls, and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time,
Time, way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, I know what time it is. And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures, and they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, beep, the time now is...
Simple as a man could ever be, and he was happy as a king, except for one peculiar thing. He had a clock that worked all right. It worked all right, but not exactly quite. Instead of going tick tock tick, the crazy clock went tock tick tock. The poor old man just raved and raved, because nobody could say why his silly clock behaved that hickory dickory way. But now a famous man is he. He owns a public curiosity. From far and wide the people flock to hear the syncopated clock. Came to hear and see, but none of them could solve the mystery. They called Professor Einstein too. He said, there's nothing I can do, but soon the fickle human race will find another freak to take its place. And one fine day the man will hop the poor old syncopated clock.
What time is it? I'll give you the time, old-timer. What's the idea of the three watches?
That's the way I tell time.
How do you tell time?
This one is 10 minutes slow, this one is 20 minutes fast, the one in the middle is broke. It stopped at 2 o'clock.
Well, how do you tell the time?
I take the 10 minutes slow, subtract it from the 20 minutes fast, and divide by the two in the middle.
Well, what time is it now?
Oh, it's 9:30.
Why,
oh.
You...
Oh! Oh!
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new, and time after time you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving. Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a hill, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew, and everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again. Once upon a time, never comes again.
That's from Broadway, the musical Pickwick. Mostly forgotten now, sadly. Tony Bennett had the hit Strauss and Adams. Charlie Strauss, Lee Adams wrote that. 1965. Music of the Stars. Stand by for news and weather. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, the Music of the Stars. I'm Lou Regani. Be right back.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.